Living on the sidewalk in shelters built of scrap metal and plastic sheeting, this group of homeless people in Cape Town have been here for 2 years now. In 2019, they occupied a vacant old people's home on the site. Days later, city authorities evicted them and demolished the building.
We are in the suburb now, together with everybody that is in town. So now, when they are kicking us again out, they are showing that they want to keep this city white. They don't want anybody here except white people in this city.
While the eviction's been taken to court, the lives of people here remain in limbo. This land's been sold to a developer, and Barbara's hoping the courts will intervene.
There is definitely a prioritization of capital in our city. The needs of the poor are not being met. If housing developments are created, it is usually created on far-flung areas, on the outskirts of our city, which just in effect replicates the spatial apartheid that has plagued the city of Cape Town since colonialism.
But the city says it's working to integrate different communities within the inner city, and that it's developing 10 sites for affordable housing, and that over 10 years it's built close to 70,000 low-cost units. But there's a backlog of 300,000 people waiting for a home, and the city says it has to prioritize those at the top of the waiting list.
Any project that we do has qualifying beneficiaries. Now, let me make an example. If tomorrow you knew very well that in this particular development next to Parliament you were going to benefit from, now there's someone who's being evicted elsewhere, and then that person, we remove you from that particular list, we put someone else. Is that fair? It can't be fair, because we have to accommodate a person who has qualified and who's been waiting.
But here in the suburb of Woodstock, families say they've been on the waiting list for housing for more than a decade. One of them is Chanel Commando and her family, who are now being evicted from a home they've lived in for generations. This community has also taken city authorities to court to avoid being moved to outlying areas.
City officials have had to relocate thousands of people evicted from prime land within the city. While some say they're willing to move, many others complain it's often to the outskirts of Cape Town, to areas like this one, where there are fewer facilities, and it's further away from the city where there are work opportunities.
People at this resettlement camp say where they live is pushing them further into poverty, in a city already plagued by deep economic disparities. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.